A lizard named Firbly Furled wanted to take back a world.
"The whole city,"
he said,
"was my house and my bed. It's mine,"
said Firbly Furled. He paced back and forth on his rock, and, listening to himself talk, complained of his woes and all of his foes in the city of Fobbly Fock. That city used to be home, where he was mostly alone, catching spiders and flies under big open skies. He could scamper and run and could roam. He remembered when strangers came in. They brought with them all of their kin. They built these big buildings and kept having children until there was no place for him. Then Firbly started to cry, and this is the reason why. He was so small, just 4 inches tall.
"No one listens to lizards like I."
He had tried to get their attention and talk out some of his tension. Yearned to discuss, without a big fuss, why he was feeling dissension. But nobody hears tiny lizards, who have skin as cold as blizzards, who need a warm stone and some time alone to heat up their freezing innards. What was a lizard to do? He hadn't a friend to turn to. So he hissed at their fountains and moved to the mountains, where his anger could stew and stew.
"Fobbly Fock should be mine,"
he cried. Then he started to whine.
"I want that dumb city to go back and give me right back what is rightfully mine."
Then he stopped and he suddenly knew just what he would have to go to do.
"They would never refuse if I got to be huge. I could take back my world if I grew."
Then he scampered off towards his creek and thought he would just take a peek in the water to see if, just possibly, the lizard gods had heard him speak. He sat looking in all that day, saying prayers that all lizards say, when they wanted to grow, then take off and go, make the world hear what they would say.
"O gods of all lizard souls who understand all of my goals, give me the stature to go out and capture all of my mean, evil foes."
The water rushed by in a song, and it didn't take very long. Staring so deep, Firbly soon fell asleep, but awoke to the sound of a gong. Firbly was rubbing his eyes. Someone was there in disguise. Was he seeing this right in the sunshine so bright? A wizard? Who was this guy?
By the powers invested in me, I now bestow upon thee gargantuous height and such horrible fright to take back your beautiful city.
And poof! On that magical day, his height took his own breath away. He moved down the path and started to laugh as he knocked down the trees in his way. He headed to Fobbly Fock. On his way, he picked up a rock the size of a town. And he said with a frown,
"Now they'll hear when I talk."
He stomped to the edge of a hill where all in the city was still. They had no idea the lizard was near, and the lizard wished them ill will. The townspeople glanced up in wonder. What had they heard? Was it thunder? Forget interruption. They worked on construction, not knowing that they'd made a blunder. He slowly moved towards the city, and thought to himself,
What a pity. Soon they'll regret and want to forget how they took the whole city from me.
But in the still of the day, the children were all out to play. Could this be a dream? They started to scream,
"A monster, quick, run away!"
Some frightened parents were near. "Don't hurt us," they cried out in tears. "We'll do what you say. We won't get in your way." They knelt at his feet in fear. Then Firbly stopped for a minute, saw the city and all that was in it.
This was once my bed,
Firbly said.
It's certainly different,
he admitted. There were houses and buildings and streets and places for people to meet and sidewalks with trees that came up to his knees.
It's really almost quite sweet.
Firbly suddenly thought,
Now would be a good time to talk. I'm angry,
he said.
You took over my bed, but I like what you've done with the walk.
"You do?" asked a lady in blue, who didn't know what else to do. "I planted the trees because, as you see, cities need living things too."
"Well, I am alive,"
Firbly said with a shake of his scaly head.
Can I put down this rock and maybe we'll talk and try understanding instead?
So they went to an area where Ferbly would fit, in the square. They sat in the grass and let the time pass as he told his sad story right there.
I'm the lizard, Ferbly Furled, and I wanted to have back my world. Your city,
he said,
was my house and my bed, and I miss it,
said Ferbly Furled.
That city used to be my home, where I was mostly alone, catching spiders and flies under big open skies. I could scamper and run and could roam. Then one day you strangers came in and brought with you all of your kin. You built these big buildings and kept having children, in places that I've always been.
The people sure felt awfully bad. Now please don't get very mad. Do you think you and we could live peacefully? We certainly don't want you sad. Then the lizard Ferbly Furled, who'd wanted to take the whole world, dropping his head and crying instead, let all of his sadness unfurl. Ferbly cried out all his tears and told them all of his fears. In no time at all, he shrunk back to small and saw his new friends who were near.
Do you think,
he sniffled at last,
even after all that has passed, that after our talk, I can live on your walk, where in the warm sun I can bask?
The people fully agreed. This is exactly what they'd all need. He'd live there with them and never again consider a violent deed. And I think, said the woman in blue, we can do something else for you. A branch helped her mark a place for a park. Then she moved through the streets as she drew. Here's where we'll plant some more trees, and flowers all growing free. We could have a nice stream for you to keep clean from ants and earwigs and fleas. Ferbly nodded joyously, dancing around quite boyishly.
And if children are kind, they can follow behind and watch how I catch these bugs gloriously.
They welcomed him back to his bed, by a playground and pathway that led right up to a home of green grass and stone.
I'm the happiest ever,
he said. Now, on the sidewalks of Fobbly Falk, in the grass and on a big rock, lives Ferbly Furled, the king of the world. When you visit, take care where you walk.